us on Instagram at Ryan and Connor Breakfast Show.
We asked who had those shogun knives and who actually used them and put them to the test in terms of cutting through tin, etc. Yes. What did your dad do?
So my dad bought the knife.
Right.
And then I think on the show, if I'm not mistaken, it was that guy with the glasses and he was bald.
Yes.
He cut Keith. A tin and then he cut a tomato. Now, my father did exactly the same thing. He's like, oh, my word, this works. It's amazing. and I don't know if they still have it, to be honest, but we used it for years, and I don't know. But I still have my mother's Bauer pan.
The Bauer non-stick pan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shoot.
It's and they do the whole sales pitch, but nothing sticks to it. The Bauer pan.
There you go.
And does
the burnt milk you wiped away with, you know it.
The Bauer pan. Before anybody else made pans fashionable, Verimark was selling people pans, non-stick pans.
There you go.
And does it still non-stick?
It still works very well, actually.
Wow. That's a good buy.
But the thing that's very funny is they don't tell you this. But when you buy it, my mom was like, but it should be non-stick immediately.
Sure.
It said that you have to oil it 4 or 5 times before you use it.
Ah.
So it covers the Teflon coat. The Teflon lifetime guarantee coating.
That's a lifetime guarantee. Or your money back.
How are they going to get my money back?
I did. I promise you.
I still have my mother's pressure cooker.
There we go.
Come on.
A pressure cooker.
There we go.
Little thing on the top.
With a wrist around little knob at
the top.
Yes. Yes.
Correct. Oh, that's crazy.
It's a massive orange thing.
The massive orange lid.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who, when they were designing a pressure cooker, went, let's make this and let's take the lid and the cover and make it orange. It was a huge pot. And you know, I mean, a pressure cooker is a staple part of a South African household, is to have a pressure cooker.
Well, I think they were trying to knock off Lacroix, I think that's
already. Not talking about the multiple uses for these bucks and dishes, like Diane sent this morning. Look at this vintage Tupperware / foot bath / meat defroster / kids' puke bucket / potato salad and popcorn bowl. Now, Anna, listen, you inherited something, and then what did you do with it with the item?
What we inherited was the sacred box of cutlery, right? The wooden box. So we were never allowed to touch it. We can only use it when we were over a certain age and it was for special occasions only. And then we inherited, my grand moved to a smaller place and she didn't have space for it anymore, so it came our way. And when it arrived, we immediately went, I was never allowed to use this. I will start using it, and this goes straight in the drawer, and the wooden box is in the garage now. Right? And Gran came to visit and it was an absolute sin. She was so upset that we could dare to just put it in the drawer with all the other knives and forks. It's like, how very dare you?
How dare you? This is an heirloom. How dare you use it?
Funny, my mom used to buy everything that she saw, everything that looked cool or useful or whatever, and still to the day she sends us these random things that she finds that was never opened. She got them and wanted to use them but never used them. So it was just stacked up everywhere, and now we randomly receive very mock products from years ago.
Hi guys, I've got a Poikikos pot, the flat bottom one that was my mother-in-law's grandmother's mothers, which is quite old and still works perfectly.
We're talking about things that don't make like they used to anymore. Do you know that if you wanted to sort anything out, you just gave it a clap? Anything. Like the TV. The TV used to jump.
Yeah.
You'd get up and you smack the TV. You'd clap the TV and it's like,
nice new flokies come, ne?
Yeah.
Look. Ha-ha. Those lines that used to come through. Mm. VHS tapes, Betamax tapes, the money we gave away yesterday, the VHS cassette going to the recorder. You used to give it a clap. Or go and move the aerial. Go, success, stand behind the TV, just move the aerial. Stop. Stand just like that.
Mm.
Even better if you were in a house, you'd go on the roof and move the aerial. And then you'd have a relay system. Mom would be by the window, Dad would be on the roof, and you'd have to watch the screen. Just watch the screen. Lovey to the left, but not to the left. Hold it. You've moved the aerial too much.
Cape Town wakes up. To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.